This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. Open for business, stores in Maui County that had been closed due to the COVID-19 crisis reopened Monday. We're told not many shoppers came out, and some stores remain closed for a variety of reasons. Pamela Tumpep is the president of the Maui Chamber of Commerce. She spoke with The Conversation's Jason Ubai yesterday and explained that Maui's reliance on the visitor industry is causing challenges across the Valley Isle.
We have always said at the Maui Chamber of Commerce that 75% of our island, either directly or indirectly, depends on the visitor industry. And what we're probably going to find is that it's more than that. We are now realizing that first when all businesses that were non-essential businesses had to shut down, it was devastating. As many chambers will probably tell you, we were dealing with people who were in just sheer panic, total loss of income, going to have to shut down. What's going to happen with their workers? You know, we've had this great unemployment for the longest period of time, and all of a sudden we're dealing with devastation. It's very hard to find workers on Maui, and we've had so many people just, you know, employers calling us crying about having to lay off the worker who's been with them for 30 years to having to lay off the single mother who just had a baby. And what we deal with is, like other neighbor islands, what Maui Chamber of Commerce deals with is very small businesses. You know, we call them small businesses. By national standards, they'd be micro businesses. Over 90% of our members have fewer than 25 employees since the 2008 recession. And so we're dealing with very small businesses. And when you're looking at retail in particular and where a lot of retail is done, a lot of retail is done in the high-end visitor markets where a small shop on Front Street may cost you $24,000 a month in rent. And so when this industry shut down, not only did we see hardship for every business that had to close that was not essential, but, you know, and some of them could operate, you know, out of their home to some degree and maybe make a little bit of income. But for retail and restaurants, we saw extreme devastation. And also in an arena where rents might be deferred, but rents were still expected. So one of the companies I talked to and worked with very early on, they were looking at $24,000 a month in rent. So just, you know, with half of March being closed and then April, at a month and a half, they were in panic. And then when May closed, with the prospect of May closing throughout the month of May, now we're seeing it reopen. I mean, it was devastating. The challenge is it still is. And it's devastating because while we are now reopening, and as of Monday, we have seen our retail be able to reopen where they can ensure the safety, you know, following the best possible guidelines. None of us can ensure the safety with this silent enemy of COVID-19 and where it lurks and who may have it without us knowing. But with the best possible scenarios and following CDC guidelines and industry guidelines, traffic is dismal. Just had somebody call me today and say they were walking Front Street at 11:30. And again, some businesses were able to operate. We've got a lot of restaurants on Front Street. We have built so many restaurants because the traffic warrants it normally, but we know our local economy can't shore up all those restaurants. So some of them have remained open. Others have had to close. For the ones that remained open, they have stayed open, and about 9 small businesses, I'm told, were reopening on Front Street since yesterday, but the street is still dead. There's no traffic. Same thing in Kihei area, high visitor traffic area normally for us. And while some small businesses can reopen, they said there's no point. Without that visitor traffic, it's a huge challenge. We are also finding big disparities between smaller towns that are still, you know, we call them our local towns, Makuau, Paia, Haipu, different regions. A lot of our small towns that are, you know, have a lot of local traffic, they're still struggling as well. In terms of retail, Paia, I'm told, was very sparse again today without the visitor traffic. Same thing with Makuau. And again, some of our smaller shops, while they still have in those regions fairly sizable rent payments for their spaces, they're saying the traffic is down, and also they're smaller shops, so they're not larger chains, and they are struggling to find what's needed for the health and safety. They're struggling. We're working with people to get hand sanitizer. Thankfully, we have distilleries on islands who are now making it, and we're struggling to get PPE. And the chamber is selling some of that through a partnership with the county of Maui to get that out to these companies. But beyond that, other social distancing things, ways to put up barricades within their office. Plexiglass has become very difficult to find. Some of the things that you would want to put in a retail shop to quarantine certain areas or put up barricades, they're struggling to find the needed supplies. So that's another issue that we're dealing with right now.
That was Pamela Tumpap, head of the Maui Chamber of Commerce. Now, the Big Island and Kauai, which have recorded zero deaths and have no active cases, relaxed their restrictions last week. We reached out to Diane Lay, Director of Research and Development, about what Hawaii County is seeing and how it's helping businesses to comply with the sanitation and physical distancing guidelines.
Businesses have slowly begun opening. I think they're being a bit cautious, as are our customers, and for good reason. Our primary focus here on the island is to keep everyone safe and healthy. We can't lose sight of that. We know we've been through challenging economic times, and we will continue to face that, but we're all in this together. What we saw last week, at the end of the week and over the weekend, was a very slow start. I think businesses are learning and adjusting, you know, how to manage the number of customers that are coming into stores or for services, how to handle merchandise, how to make sure when customers pay, everyone, you know, remains safe and at a safe distance. And then businesses are working to install barriers, signage, lines on floor to space customers apart, designating when they recall employees, they're having to not only bring them back onto the job, but in a sense retrain them. They may have new tasks, such as being a front door monitor to make sure that everyone applies sanitizer, limiting the number of customers coming in the door or for merchandise or for services. They may be walking around the stores with the customers to assure that customers are limiting the time they browse and are going directly for what they need. We've seen that in some stores.
I've seen several stores do deep cleaning in anticipation of people returning to their shops. And it really does vary. You know, some shops are, they've got, you know, one way in, another way out.
Mm-hmm.
Some have lines on the aisle floors trying to designate the, you know, the traffic flow. But it varies from store to store.
It definitely does. And what we've been doing since early March, and I do want to acknowledge the essential businesses that have stayed open for the past month and a half, made lots of adjustments. As you say, they've had to do deep cleaning, some of them on a daily basis, so that meant that they had to shorten the number of hours they were open and reassign employees to new tasks. They also had to learn, what does deep cleaning mean? What does general good hygiene? We all learned it, you know, from the time we were cakey, but we just have to reinforce that. And so one of the things we did on Hawaii Island, Mayor Harry Kim did early in March, he stood up a county prevention and education task force. And that's headed by our fire department, and they're working directly with businesses and communities to educate on good social distancing, how to wear face masks, hand washing, general hygiene, disinfecting, and then also, you know, really reinforcing not only the stay-at-home message during the shutdown, but also encouraging people now, you know, it's safer to stay at home. And certainly, if you're ill, do not be coming to work, do not be getting out there to shop, don't be interacting with folks. And so he stood up this prevention and education task force specifically to reach out to folks and make sure our businesses in particular were educated. And we've reached over 300 businesses thus far, and we continue, we're ramping that up now as we do this soft reopening. And then the mayor also stood up what we call the Bug Busters. And the Bug Busters are a team of employees from Public Works and Parks and Recreation that are going out and disinfecting public spaces on a daily basis. And with the reopening of additional businesses, now they're assisting owners with the storefront areas when they request that. Our businesses had very little warning, as we did across the nation and the globe, that we would need to shut our doors. And so what has happened is they are transitioning and resolving the issues of loss of income, the need to still pay bills, rent, power, you know, whatever services they provide. And while the federal government has offered the payment protection program and the economic disaster injury loans, some of those programs have been slow to get into the bank accounts of businesses. So they're making adjustments with their employees, sometimes on a day-to-day basis and sometimes over an extended period of time. But they're, you know, continuing to adjust and be flexible, looking for resources. We should be, the County of Hawaii should be standing up a new micro loan program for both families in and businesses that are in kind of a gap situation right now. They, you know, may have been able to sustain and pay their bills on a month-to-month basis, but now with this loss of income in such a fast fashion, they are facing a gap while they wait for federal or state resources. So we want to provide some microloans there to help bridge that.
Lay says the administration hopes to roll out that microloan program next week. If there are businesses who need help with sanitation training, they can reach out to the county's prevention task force. Now, the island of Kauai started seeing lots of cancellations of vacations and tours in early March, and travel restrictions on businesses that rely on tourism have taken a huge hit. Tanya Teme is a Garden Isle resident and co-founder of Kauai.com, which facilitates tourism on the island. Teme is optimistic about reopening, but realistic about the immediate future of the industry.
Our business is tourism-based, and we are, you know, we help them to plan their vacation. So we do get people who are looking at future dates, but there's always this question of when will the quarantine be lifted? We would love to help support Kauai businesses. How can we, you know, support small businesses? So what we've done in the meantime is we've just been brainstorming how to kind of reinvent ourselves for the time being, because we are not going to be seeing tourism back here anytime soon. But we have a lot of people reaching out to us that would love to support the small businesses on Kauai. So we're trying to work on just making our site more accessible to the small businesses, where they can get their businesses on our site, and we can use our social media as well as our reach, being a pretty authoritative domain name, to get the word out to other people so that their businesses, you know, can have some exposure without the tourists actually being here. And it's the feeling on Kauai. I mean, you can walk or drive through Kapa'a Town, which is usually pretty bustling with small restaurants and coffee shops. Tourism shops, a lot of shops are still boarded up. They are not opening because they know that, you know, there's no traffic for their type of, you know, product. A lot of the food trucks and things are open, but you can just, I mean, it's very quiet. So people are really trying to create the energy that it's open again. But kind of what I'm feeling and hearing from people, it's just really hard. You know, they're having to limit their hours, limit the employees that they bring back, and you can be open and just not getting any business because there's just not the traffic and the people. But I mean, I think people are happier that some of the shops are being able to open. It's just going to take a long time to get back to a level where, I guess, some sense of normalcy. And I think we're all very happy that we haven't had many cases here. I think everybody is aware what needs to be done in order to maintain that level of, you know, sense of safety. But there's also, you know, it's starting to change. Everyone's starting to realize that if we don't have some, you know, light at the end of the tunnel, when will we start seeing our island, you know, economy, which is really has a lot to do with tourism, change? I think people are getting very discouraged. So there's a good and bad to everything. It's really nice to see the beaches empty and not traffic on the road. We all love that. We tell our kids how we grew up here, and, you know, it's starting to feel a little bit like that in some sense, but we all know that it can't maintain, that can't be the reality if we all are to maintain, you know, our businesses and keep things moving forward.
Here on Oahu, hundreds of small retail businesses are getting the green light to open their doors on Friday. We plan a call-in show tomorrow to see how businesses are preparing, and we'd like to hear from you. Think it's too much too soon? Will you be venturing out? Call in to record your thoughts or join us live.